Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast. If you're looking to become financially free together, this is your show. Here's your host, El Martinez.
Welcome to the show. In case you don't follow me on social media, I've been away at FinCon, which was held in Charlotte, North Carolina this year. It's a conference where your favorite personal finance sites, podcasters, writers, they all get together and they discuss money and media. Long story short, I met so many wonderful, interesting, and helpful people there. I'm still recuperating and getting unpacked. Yes, I know it's Wednesday. I still have stuff in my bags. But I had this fantastic interview with Aja from Principles of Increase that I really wanted to get out to you. Behind the scenes tidbit, Aja and I are in the same mastermind group. And while we've been chatting online and through Google Hangouts all through this year, we didn't meet in person until Charlotte. I'm happy to say she is even sweeter than I had imagined. She's a mother with two amazing kids. And even though our little ones are still little, 4 years old and 7 months, one of my favorite things to do is ask parents, you know, how did they get things done? How did they teach their kids? We're not just looking at raising money smart kids. We want our kids to develop really good habits like being generous and becoming self-starters. And I had been following Aja and how she's been doing things with her family. So since I was there with Aja, I really wanted to kind of get her ideas and thoughts and see what the story is on how to actually get that done. Because sometimes we see the results, these well-behaved, kind kids, but I know it takes work. And so I wanted to understand what it took her to get them there. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I really appreciate you, Aja, coming on the show and talking about something that's dear to me and my husband right now. We have a four-year-old and a seven-month-old, and we really want them to be not only savvy with their money and responsible, but we want them to have this generous spirit. And I know you are a mom of two, and I'm hoping to kind of pick your brain today and get some tips on this. You seem to be doing really well with it.
Oh, well, thank you, Ellen. I just want to thank you so much for having me on the show. This is truly a pleasure and a treat. So, yeah, I'd love to talk about kids and money and kind of how to train them up in the way they should go.
I enjoy reading your blog. And for those of you who haven't heard of it, Principles of Increase, a lot of practical information, not just about finances, but faith and family. And I know it's not easy, you know. Kids, they love to throw you curveballs, but maybe you can, first of all, kind of give a little background, like your age of your daughters and everything and what they're doing now.
Yeah, so I have two little girls. They are at very fun ages right now. The oldest is 10 years old and the youngest is 6. And so we are a homeschooling family, and we've been doing that on and off for about 4 or 5 years. They went to private school for a couple of years, and we just decided lately to bring them back home because, I don't know, it's something, I guess, that's not for everyone, but it works really well for our family.
Mm-hmm. I know your girls are like self-starters. Like, you have, they're employed, they're doing work, they find projects. Could you, like, describe how that got started? That was amazing to me.
Yeah, definitely. So I always tell this story. It's kind of funny, but I was working for a pastor about 10 years ago, and he and his wife had 7 kids, and I was helping them get together their whole homeschool operation. And he kind of, you know, went into a trade. I would take my firstborn there with me, you know, when I do the homeschooling for them. And one day he kind of went into a trance, and he's like, you need to take pictures of your daughter so the world can see her. And then he snapped out of it, and I was like, okay. And so maybe about 4 years later, I kind of remembered that moment, and we got some pictures taken of my oldest daughter and was able to get her, like, an agent so she could do, like, modeling and acting on TV. And so they're both, you know, they're both active and modeling and acting, and my oldest also does quite a bit of voiceover work. So my oldest is 10. She started when she was about 6 years old. So she's 4 years into it. And and recently she started doing kind of a lot of her own things. She's really big into Rainbow Loom, and she sells her bracelets and does all these crafts. And here recently, she's taking after mommy. She started her own vlog and her own YouTube channel. She took her earnings from her acting and voiceover work, and she purchased, you know, one of those fancy pants cameras. And I kind of helped her with it. I said, hey, if you want to have a YouTube channel, her goal is to have like 1 million subscribers. I said, okay, let's figure out how we can do this. So she put some money in, I put some money in, and so her goal is to make money. And she's done that already. When she was around 6 years old, she told me, she said, mommy, I want to go see my best friend Jesse in Oklahoma. And, you know, at the time we were still in our journey to being debt free. We were still paying down debt. So we really didn't have it. But instead of saying, hey, you know how your mom would be like, you got some Oklahoma money? You know, I didn't do that. I said, let's figure out a way that we can make this happen. And she was six. You know, who would tell a six-year-old that? But I did it. And I said, you know, let's put some money. Let's sow a seed in church. That's what we call it. Let's name the seed. You know, go to Oklahoma. Let's figure out some, you know, can you sell some cookies, some kind of way where you can get this done? And she said, okay, you know, when they're that young, they're not going to push back. If you teach them something, that's what they'll know and be familiar with, and that's what they'll go with. So she said, okay. And, you know, she went through what she had to do. She put some money in church. She prayed, and she asked for wisdom and favor and, you know, all those things. And it wasn't a couple of months later where she got a phone call to be in her first national TV commercial.
Wow.
And those actually pay extremely well, very, very well. So she got that phone call. She was booked. She did a commercial. She was on TV around the holidays. And then her checks started rolling in. And, you know, as you can imagine, she used that money to buy her own plane tickets. So she got her ticket. Mm-hmm. And we went to Oklahoma to see her best friend. And that's not the only thing she's done. You know, she's bought at least 2 iPads for herself. You know, she buys herself, you know, little trinkets that she wants. And so we use this income, you know, that she gets at an early age. And, you know, we teach her, you have to categorize your money. You know, you have give, save, spend. And we just added a new category, which is invest. We just opened taxable brokerages for both of our girls. That's kind of the story of how they got started and what they're doing to get, you know, to keep going. And my oldest also just started doing my video editing and my graphic design for Pinterest. So she gets paid for that, my assistant. So, yeah, I'm teaching her multiple streams of income. You know, I just did a post about I don't buy my kids toys. It was a video post, but, you know, you can check it out on the site. But I used to get a lot of grief from my friends, like, why don't you get your kids toys? And I'd rather get them things that are going to, you know, the gifts that keep on giving, right?
So mm-hmm.
some type of asset, some income-producing asset like stocks or mutual funds, or even I also helped my daughter purchase her web domain and, you know, her website and everything. So those are things that are going to make her money and bring in money in the long run, because, you know, I don't want her to be like, you know, I was. You know, I did everything good in school, got the good grades, got the great test scores, went to college. And then I got out of school, and I didn't know how to even balance a checkbook or save money. So I'm trying to teach them young.
Yeah. Now, I know you mentioned a little bit back, and it was kind of tucked in there, that you and your entire family are debt-free. And I know you guys worked really hard on that. Your youngest might have been too young, but your oldest probably seen you kind of work through that. Like, how was that process? You know, how did it, do you think it affected her?
Yeah, I think it actually had a huge impact on her, because during that time, I literally listened to the Dave Ramsey radio podcast like every day. It was, we'd be in the car around the time that the podcast would go live, so I'd plug in the iPhone, and we're cruising down the streets of Chicago, and we're hearing all the calls that he takes, and it got to a point where my oldest, you know, she would listen, and my youngest got a little bit, but, you know, my oldest probably got more, like you said, but I also listen and be like, that's stupid. Don't co-sign for that loan. Don't, you know? So And they would hear the debt-free scream. So when we were going through that process, I'd be like, okay, you know, we're trying to get debt-free. We want to do our debt-free scream. So every once in a while, my daughter would ask, she would say, Mommy, are we debt-free yet? So she wanted to know when the countdown was going to come. She wanted to know. And we actually didn't get to go to Nashville and do our debt-free scream. But it was okay. You know, they have some requirements about, you know, how gazelligent they want you to be. And we didn't meet those requirements. We were a little bit slower, but it's okay. We got it done. And we did our own debt-free scream at home. And it was so exciting. And it's even to the point now where, you know, if she does some work for me, she's like, okay, Mom, you owe me, you know, $10 for doing this graphic design or this video editing work, and you're in debt. And I'm like, okay, I need to teach you about net 30 terms. I'm not in debt just because you do some work. So we're working through all those business lessons. But yeah, when she meets somebody and she feels like they're nice people, and you know, one of her big character, and this is bad, you know, I don't want this to be, you know, what sticks with her, but one thing she usually asks me about people, she's like, oh, you know them, you like them, they're your friends, are they debt free?
Well, I mean, it's on her mind, you know, and yeah, it's crazy what they pick up.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's a good mentality to pass on to both your girls. It's amazing that you're able to give them, I consider it a gift, that if possible, you know, to live a debt-free life can give them so much freedom. Like you mentioned, you know, working with modeling and everything. We talked about this before at FinCon, that it's really trying on a schedule if you have a traditional 9-to-5. Can you kind of describe that for those that are kind of curious to getting into it and what it really entails?
I have a lot of friends who are like, hey, can you tell me about, you know, how can I get, you know, little Bobby into modeling, or how can I do what you do? And I have to have this kind of come to Jesus moment with them. Talk to them realistically, like, hey, girlfriend, if you have a job, if you have a 9-to-5, this is going to be difficult to impossible for you. And so one of the great things about being debt-free is that I don't work a 9-to-5 job. I'm self-employed and I have a couple of businesses. So I get to be home for my kids. I get to homeschool them. I get to take them to activities. I get to be around for auditions. Sometimes you get only a day's notice, you know, just a day's notice, or sometimes a moment's notice for audition, even for a job. I mean, there's been times 8:00 in the evening, they're like, hey, you need to be at wardrobe in the morning. And if you have a traditional, you know, conventional 9-to-5 scheduled job, it's just something that you can't do. And there's been times where my oldest has gotten jobs just because she was available. Maybe there was someone who came from a far suburb and there were inclement weather conditions and they couldn't make it. We're just here in the city. You know, we live close enough to the downtown area where, you know, our location is great. It's really convenient. So sometimes we can just shoot in. She's gotten jobs because, you know, she was just Johnny on the spot. So, it really is something that, when you decide to take control of your finances, you decide to be totally and utterly debt-free, you decide to leave the rat race and work for yourself, this is not something that's just for you. You are literally changing, as Dave Ramsey says, you're changing your family tree. Like, my daughters will have a start in life that, you know, not many people will have. You know, they go on auditions, they interact with adults. I have no doubt that by the time they're of age, you know, 18, 21, whenever they start interviewing for jobs, they'll be totally confident. You know, they'll walk into a room and just be, you know, they'll be like, this is something I've done since I was 6 years old. So.
Yeah. Not many people can say that. And again, for those listening, Principles of Increase has a lot of resources if you're sick and tired of being in debt. Aja will take you through. It is a mindset change. Now, besides being self-starting and being savvy with their money, especially with billing you, one thing I really respect is that you are working hard to teach them generosity, not just with their money, but with their time. And I know that's not easy. Do you mind kind of taking me through, like, how do you and your husband work through this together with your girls?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we're Christian, so we give 10% of our money to charity. So that's kind of this goes without saying, that's an automatic thing that we do with our income, and we also direct our girls to do with their income. So when they get money, they have to put aside what we call the tithe. And even beyond that, we since I'm home with my kids, they get to see life as I live it. So there are times where I go to local high school or local elementary school or churches and talk about finances, talk about, financial independence. And I tote them along with me. So they see me going out to these different engagements that most of the time at this point aren't paid. We live in an inner city community, and people can't always pay for the information that we're disseminating. So I still go out. I still give them my time. And there are days where I either move my meetings around or don't have meetings so I can go out, connect, and plug into the community. We also have some elderly neighbors that live close by. And part of our routine is when we make dinner, we bring them a plate. I have a next-door neighbor. We call her Miss V. She doesn't get around too well. She doesn't cook too much for herself. So we definitely try to take care of her. And, I got into the habit of making the plate, having my girls walk over with me. And now there'll be times where I forget, and they're like, oh, Mom, we have to make Miss V her plate. I can see it rubbing off on them. Sometimes we'll be listening to, our local Christian station, and they'll be talking about, blessing kids in Africa with shoes or, something like that. And, my kids will be like, Mommy, can we participate? So I can see that they're starting to get some of the lessons, because we don't want to be just people who chase after money and hoard money.
Yeah.
We're just super miserly with no goal. It's really to be a blessing to others around us. So we'd like to say that we're blessed to be a blessing. And it's not easy, because they're 10 and they're 6. They're little kids. And so by nature, they're selfish. The first words they learn, mine, give me, now, no. Once heard a quote by John Acuff. He said, how do you raise a grateful 16-year-old? And he said, you start when they're 6 and you give them 10 years to practice. And that's so true. I think sometimes I'm like, man, my kids will say something or they'll do something, and I'm like, oh my goodness, that's so selfish. I hope nobody is around eavesdropping on this conversation, because they'll be like, oh, you guys, what are you teaching? You blog about this? You write about this, but your kids are like this. But, I have to remember and be patient with myself and with my kids to know that it's a process, and it's something that you have to walk out, you have to live out, and you have to practice. They say practice makes perfect, and they don't say that for no reason. It's something that you just have to work on and be conscious about, and that's what we're endeavoring to do with our kids.
I appreciate you sharing that advice, but you're right. I think us as adults, too, need some practice, It can be very hard to be disciplined enough, to get out of debt and to improve your finances. You're doing a fantastic job, and I think you hit it. It's kind of modeling and showing them by doing it that behavior you'd like them to pick up.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the benefits of just them being around all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't fake it. You can't tell your kids one thing, like, give, be nice, do this and that. When you have your kids with you all the time, or even if you can't homeschool, everyone doesn't have to homeschool to be able to do this, but you do have to be legit. You can't tell your kids one thing and do another. When they're living life with you, they're going to watch you. If you're cursing out someone because you have road rage, or you're rude to the cashier in the checkout line, they pick up on those things, and they'll imitate it. So it just motivates me even more to stay on top of what I say my vision and my mission and my goals are in life.
Thank you so much, Aja. I really appreciate your help and your insight. And if you guys haven't checked out not just her site, but you have videos up,
yes.
It's Principles of Increase. And I'm also going to include in the show notes the articles that she had mentioned, and also some of my personal favorites. So if you haven't gone there, please check it out. It's wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
No problem, Elle. This was so fun. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you're a parent, please let me know, how do things go with your family? What lessons do you want to pass on to your kids? And even if you're not a parent, I'd like to hear from you. Maybe you've picked up something growing up about money. Could you share them in the show notes? On there, I also have links to some great posts from Aja. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the Couple Money Podcast. It's free and easy. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. You can also grab the feed on couplemoneypodcast.com so you can use it on whatever service you prefer. I know this is the part where I usually ask you to please leave a rating and review, but today I want to step back, if I can, and ask you instead to tell me, what do you think about the podcast? Pretty soon, it'll be its 1 year anniversary, and I'm so grateful to be able to say that. You hear it all the time, I couldn't do it without you, but this is the truth. Each of you matter. It might only be a click to subscribe or download, but I'm very aware that you are giving some of your valuable time to listen to this, and I never want to disrespect that. During FinCon, I set aside some of my own time to make every session about podcasting that I could make, because I want to improve the show and help you better. So please, let me know. Do you have any favorite episodes? Are there any that you didn't care for? I've been experimenting with different styles, again, with the goal of making a better podcast. So thank you for following along with that journey. But I'd like to see, what do you want to hear more of on the show? And if you ever have any questions, please email me at l@couplemoneypodcast.com. Until next time, I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care.